brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're now into the second hour of Global Transmission. Got Tex Mars coming up, professor, expert on the occult, also a pastor. Talk about Skull and Bones presidency, your choice. The skull on the left, the skull on the right. And, of course, your calls, what's happening with the gas prices, what's happening with the police state. Who's up first here, Stephanie? Cecilia in Texas. Go ahead. Good to talk to you. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you. Long-time listener, way back since the 98.9 days.
Well, welcome.
I wanted to ask one quick, I have several things, but the first things are you still broadcasting the third hour over the Internet? Because I don't get your shortwave the third hour.
Yes. So we only have shortwave during the day from 11 to 1 Central on 94.75, and then this week, just the third hour at night, 32.10, but next week it'll be the second and third hour, 10 to midnight, and then we're pretty soon we'll have that first hour for you on shortwave, too.
Okay, that's good news.
Where are you in Texas?
I'm in Kyle, just up the road from you.
Okay, if you're in Kyle, you should be able to pick up 90.1 or 96.3.
I get you on the, I can't. I get you on the shortwave 94.75 or 95, whichever it is. It comes in better than that 12.172 anyway.
Yeah, we're not on that anymore.
Yeah, right. I know that. I found you, you know, when they switched over, so I did too.
Well, that's wonderful. What's on your mind?
Well, I received a notice in my bank statement yesterday. I bank at the Public Employees Credit Union, and they have several offices there in Austin. They're implementing the thumbprinting program. And I don't know how many members are listening and are aware of that, but it says down at the bottom, first it says at the top they have implemented it, and that no thumbprints will be provided to law enforcement unless a crime has been committed.
It's a total lie. It's checked against the database. Your records, everything go into it.
Right, and it says it's supported by local government agencies and grocery stores and other businesses are doing it. And then they say in the last sentence, PECU is looking into this program. And then, they haven't quite made up their mind. But then at the bottom, it says again, when making withdrawals, cashing checks, blah, 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 a current driver's license is needed. So I'm thinking, well, what is it? What do they really want? A driver's license? They just want to see me. They want an eye scan. Do they
look,
want
here, here's the
want
deal.
It all?
Here's the deal. 7 years ago, I started seeing the ink pads with the red sticker on the top to condition you Pavlovian fashion to put your thumb on the laser. And if you turn those ink pads over, it'll say North American Morpho Systems, Biometric Access, different companies. They paid to have those put in to train you for the ink print. That was training. Now the biometrics are going in. There's federal grants to these companies, these grocery stores, these businesses. The police in some areas like Arlington tried to say it's not the law, but you have to start thumbprinting biometrically. They've been trying it in areas of Denver. People have been refusing. So all over I see these articles of this happening, and so now it's going in. So first it's the ink pad, paid for by the biometric companies and the feds. Then it goes to the thumb scanner itself, which is now going in the grocery stores and banks all over the country. From Piggly Wiggly to HEB to Kroger to Safeway, it's already been going in over the last 2 years. Very serious.
Mm-hmm. The other thing I wanted to mention on this same little notice that I received, and it's just their little newsletter. Apparently, and I didn't know this because I don't use the debit card, but apparently MasterCard has settled a lawsuit with Walmart with respect to signature debit cards. Now, I don't know what that is. I only know about the PIN number. Well, now Walmart stores are no longer accepting the credit union's MasterCard signature debit cards. They will only take any debit card that has only a PIN number.
Well, that's because there's liability involved in that. And
is that just
just a liability thing because people can fool those biometric signature readers. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. We'll be back.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure is easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage elimination is usually completed in 2 or 3 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt elimination has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3-NoDebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know that we have loaded phone lines, and we'll go to your calls in this hour with text bars, because no matter what issue you raise, you'll be able to address it. It's all interconnected. Protects Mars, Air Force officer, veteran, professor of space and aeronautics at UT, a pastor, best-selling author, you know, written textbooks for the military. Tex is a good friend of mine. He married myself and my wife a few years ago. Well, time's really flown by, coming up on 3 years ago. And I'm honored to have Tex here on the show with us, talk about, well, several issues. Here's an article he's written. We have a link to this at PrisonPlanet.com at the top of the main page, top story. The Order of Skull and Bones, the gaunt, naked initiate, John Kerry, was lifted out of the coffin and his blindfold removed. As he blinked his eyes and gazed about the room, he was shocked at the scene. He saw before him members in skeleton suits, in red suits, in bloody, torn, scroungy garb, and in ghostly costumes. The heads of some were covered with black hoods, and he noticed that some were sparsely cut. Ravish robes with strange symbols inscribed thereon. He was then brought silently into the tower room before the mysterious hooded and crowned figure who sat regally on a throne. Bow to the master, the order came from attendants. But who was the master? Kerry asked himself. Was this just an ordinary man, the human leader of Skull and Bones, or was this mysterious hooded figure, in fact, the one whom men fear and quiver before? Could this be Lucifer himself, Prince of Darkness? And, I mean, it's all come out. This is the type of stuff they're involved in. And Tex Mars was really only the second person after Anthony Sutton to write a detailed book showing what really goes on in Skull and Bones. And his book, Dark Majesty, does that. Tex, thank you for coming on the show, my friend.
Well, Alex, great to be with you again.
You bet. I would ask him to boost your audio. I can barely hear you, Tex.
Okay, well, I'll just speak up a little bit.
Yeah, well, that may be on our side, too. Good to have you with us. Skull and Bones, we have the Skull and Bones candidacy. I mean, really, no choice at all.
Well, that's right, because no matter who we vote for, the two major parties have given us the Skull and Bonesmen. I think that's very interesting. You know, you and I have always warned people that there's not a dime's worth of difference in the two political parties. And certainly when you really get down to the record, other than some very subtle, meaningless distinctions between Bush and Kerry, they both stand for the same New World Order platform, don't they?
Well, absolutely. Open borders, a big growth in government, gun control, NAFTA and GATT. I mean, really, the rhetoric's different, but the actions are the same.
It is the same, and there's a reason why Kerry voted for the World Trade Organization. He voted for the war in Iraq. I always laugh about this guy. He always votes for everything the Illuminati wants, and then he tries to explain it away later to his constituency. The man is, I don't understand how anyone could believe this guy. I believe he lies more than Bush. I mean, these guys, you know, we need to have a Mr. Liar contest, Alex. they can really tell. This guy here, though, is really a keen liar, because for 19 years he told everybody he was an Irish Catholic. Comes out not only his grandmother, but his grandfather was Jewish. Now, there's nothing wrong with being Jewish. Don't get me wrong on that. There's some very patriotic Americans who are Jewish. So why lie about it? It tells me that he just wanted to deceive people.
Well, I mean, that's
sort of a scary thing in that sense.
Well, I mean, that's a good point. I mean, you don't. It'd be like if I said for, you know, 10 years on the radio, I'm a native Texan, I'm from Texas, and then suddenly I said, well, actually, I'm from Connecticut. Well, that's kind of what Bush has done, but.
Well, that's right. You know, Bush says I was in the National Guard. I'm not a draft dodger. I didn't try to escape the Vietnam War by going to the National Guard. Well, now we find out not only is he a draft dodger, but he didn't even spend his time in the National Guard.
Well, we have the documents, and they'd gotten released from St. Louis. When Bush found out about it, he had the documents seized, but too late. They were already out there. I mean, well, it's like Colin Powell this week saying, we didn't stage a coup in Haiti. And then it comes out, it's admitted they put a gun to his head and said, get on the plane or you're dead.
Or you're dead. These people are very, very dangerous. You know, we know that Dr. Kelly over in Great Britain, now it's more and more information is coming out about how he was assassinated because he spilled the beans, how there were no weapons of mass destruction, and that was all a big hoax before the fact. But he's a dead man now. And I suspect there are many people dead whose names we don't even know, Alex, who, you know, think of the woman who was a terrorist expert for the FBI who one of the two Maryland snipers shot.
Well, absolutely. And then, you know, the towers fall and the FBI agent saying the government was going to be behind terror attacks a month before, body gets thrown into the wreckage, or the lady that wrote a book exposing Clinton, whose husband was a solicitor general, she supposedly dies on one of the planes. I mean, it gets pretty ridiculous. Tex, there's so much to talk about here, but I just wanted to bring up a side issue and then get into Skull and Bones. I had a guy call up during the last hour, and he said, well, the Humanist magazine says the Northwoods plan was a simulation. Well, the front of the document says it's not a simulation. It's a memorandum for a project in Cuba to get us into war. And he just kept repeating, well, they say it isn't. And then he said, well, the New Scientist says RFID isn't going to be used to track us, you know, outside the store. And then I said, well, let me show you an article. He goes, And he goes, well, you say that they plan to put these high-altitude blimps at the edge of space to with ground-penetrating radar. Well, the government says it. He just kept, I guess, implying I was lying, and I'm just randomly throwing this out at you, Tex. Have you heard about RFID and all this stuff and the Northwoods plan and these Homeland Security blimps?
Well, of course I have, and the RFID, that's, you know, we're talking about something that's been in the works for many years.
You wrote a book on that in 95.
That's right. And by the way, my book was based on originally an article that came out in the Narcotics and Law Enforcement Journal. And it went to the DEA, the FBI, and law enforcement people across the United States and actually the Western world, in which there was an article there about the Lucid Project, L-U-C-I-D, and it was basically to control everyone on Earth through computers to give people a national identity card, which would really be a computerized chip, and eventually the RFID. Now, the interesting thing about my book, Project Lucid, then, not only did it come from official government sources, and by the way, shortly after that, when people would call the Narcotics Law Enforcement Association, they could not get copies of that issue. Suddenly they became totally unavailable. They had printed something they didn't really want to get out. But I found out that it was connected with the United Nations, with the Department of Justice. Now, this turned into the Total Information Awareness System. And by the way, Alex, I'm sure you know now, according to the Associated Press, the TIA program
is back under 14 subdirectorates.
That's right. And the main one, though, is at the National Security Agency, which was an agency, the NSA, that I exposed in my book, Project Lucid, as well.
But that's the incredible thing, is that we have the Walmart documents, we have the Governor Ridge documents, where they say this is going to be to track and trace in this new national sales tax and the national ID card. That's why we've got to have this national ID card, because, you know, they're gonna, poor people won't have to pay the sales tax, but everybody's got to swipe to make sure. I mean, I've read their plans; it's all public. And then this guy goes, "Well, you know, the magazine says they're not going to use it to track me." I mean, their official plan says that's what it's for.
Hold on just a minute. I mean, veterinarian offices across America and many localities in America, pet owners, it is a law, an ordinance of cities and towns, for people to put a chip in their pet, your dog or your cat, so that when they're lost or found, they can be tracked down with a scanner. Now, you're telling me, and by the way, this is going to be a good thing, because, I mean, we all want our kids not to be kidnapped, and when they are, we want to know where they're at. Look at this poor, terrible incident over on the East Coast where this family of three were murdered. And they spent a week looking for their bodies. Well, if we all had a chip in us, they could find us instantly.
Well, that's what, here's the headline out of the Register. Google founder dreams of Google implant in your brain, Tex.
Well, of course, you know, many years ago, people sent me some material from Sweden, the country of Sweden. Evidently, the CIA, because they get in so much trouble in the United States, they love to use foreigners as guinea pigs. And the nation of Sweden, they had a patriotic guy over there, a Swede, exposing the fact, it got in all the newspapers, that they were injecting microchips into the elderly in nursing homes and at hospitals. And a number had died because of this, you know, got infections and such before they perfected it. So, and I'm talking about 12 years ago. That this was occurred in Sweden.
Well, that's the thing, Tex. They're on national TV saying every child needs a chip. I've got them on video, but people email me going, "You're nuts! It doesn't exist." How does that happen?
Well, they have to do this. It's sort of like, they have to bring everything they can to bear and lie and plant. We have to understand, as far back as the '70s, it came out that the Central Intelligence Agency owned a great part of the U.S. media. They're journalists.
Hey, tell you what, stay there, Tex. We've got a break. We'll come back, get into Skull and Bones, continue with this, take calls.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Whether you live in the country or simply dream about living in the country, Countryside and Small Stock Journal is the magazine for you. You'll learn how to make cheese, sausage, wine, soap, and more. Build a cider press, a year-round greenhouse, or even your own home. Raise and care for poultry, rabbits, sheep, and goats, and cook delicious meals from scratch with food grown in your own backyard. With Countryside, you'll learn handy gardening tricks, how to save money, old-time skills, what's new in alternative energy, how to be healthier and happier by living a simpler, more stress-free life. And if you act now, we'll send you a sample issue absolutely free. Just call 1-800-551-5691. We'll rush you the latest issue of Countryside without cost or obligation. That's 1-800-551-5691 to get your free issue. If you like what you see, pay the invoice and enjoy Countryside for a full year. If you decide it's not for you, simply write cancel on the invoice, but keep the magazine just for taking a look. It's as simple as that. Get ready to live the good life and call 1-800-551-5691 or visit our website at www.countrysidemag.com.
All right, time flies every time we have Tex Mars on. And I know we got a bunch of callers. Everybody stay there. We're going to get to you. Not even twist Tex's arm to stay a little bit in the next hour with us. Tex, I didn't mean to get you off into dirigibles for surveillance and RFID, but I mean, there is this willful denial of what's going on in this country. You and I, I know you're neurotic about it. You've got whole rooms full of filing cabinets all meticulously filed. Everything we talk about is just out in the mainstream.
A lot of it is in the mainstream. But of course, You know, I have always read, if you go back and you read books by Saul Alinsky, you know, the 60s Marxist radical, he had a book, in fact, called Rules for Radicals. And he told people how to destroy your opposition, meaning conservative Christian Americans, how to destroy them. And one of the rules was to use ridicule. You know, no matter how much proof that they present, ridicule it. Call them a Looney Tune. Call them a wacko. Call them a nut. And in this way, they would lose credibility. This is one of the rules for Marxist radicals. And this is what they do. We're always going to get this. And I believe all of us, because America has become such a propagandized nation, we cannot trust our media. Even when we tell our next door neighbors, and Alex, you know, everybody listening to us is going to understand this. When you tell your next door neighbors, your best friends, your loved ones, and your family the truth, they look at you like you must be an alien from outer space, because they have been so lied to. The propaganda, Dr. Goebbels, the spirit of Dr. Goebbels, the Nazi machine, is still alive, believe me, here in America. And listen, the federal government, the counter-terrorist people at the FBI and the CIA, for example, and the Defense Department, they spend billions of dollars a year on PR and propaganda. They have people, I mean, GS-26s, you know, making great salaries, and their only job is to plant fake stories in newspapers, and they have friendly journalists who get paid under the table. And anyone who says this is not true, go back and look at the hearings of Senator Frank Church and others going back 30 years ago. It's gotten worse today, of course. Now we are cooperating with the British intelligence, the Canadians, and all these others, the Israeli Mossad, and we have just become a police state extraordinary.
And then we've got people, well, I mean, my point is there's an article on prisonplanet.com today where, you know, the guys in college, and almost every textbook is about the New World Order this, New World Order that, world government this, but then it says that anyone that talks about a New World Order is crazy. So they talk about it, but then say if someone criticizes it, it suddenly doesn't exist and they're crazy. I see a lot of that text where...
Well, isn't this, you know, let's just take another subject, but I think you'll see the relationship, Alex, and people will understand. Mel Gibson is greatly criticized by these liberal Jewish organizations for his movie. You know, how dare you say that the Jews killed Jesus? How dare you report what the Bible says? That horrible New Testament the Jews say. Why, how dare you to do that? That's a lie. Why, we never had anything to do with Jesus' death. But even the people saying these things, these hypocritical Jewish organizations, such as Foxman's ADL, the Simon Wiesenthal Center, and all the rest of them, they know that their very own holy book, the Jewish Talmud itself brags and says, hey, we Jews killed Jesus. He got what was coming to him. He was a blasphemer. So they, in their own little
say he's buried
in their own little bitty seminary classes,
but doesn't it
brag
say,
about killing Jesus. But if you, a Christian, go out and say it, like, or Mel Gibson put it in a movie, they want to hang you. So this is hypocrisy taken to a very extreme level.
Well, I mean, what it is doublethink, and you know, that's the amazing thing is that you've written a lot of books where you're supporting Israel, and I've never not been, you know, a supporter of Jewish people. I support everybody, but the Bible, I mean, I've read the Bible. It's all about the prophet saying you're bad, you're going to be punished if you don't follow God's orders, and you don't deserve this land unless you're following it. And then now it's morphed today into you support whatever happens, even if the Antichrist himself goes from Europe, sets up camp there, you've got to worship him or you're not supporting Israel.
Well, see, this is just not of God. And we want to help the Jews, and you only help people when you tell the truth.
Well, it's amazing. And Tex, when we get back, I want to get into Skull and Bones. I want to talk about your research that's come out to be very accurate on the satanic rituals they do, this generational ritual occult system, and then we'll get into some calls, talk about Bush, John Kerry.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus 4 of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then, harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10% to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks. We're talking to Tex Mars, Air Force officer, retired, space aeronautics professor. Found out about the New World Order. Done a lot of exposing it. Written some amazing books and has a free newsletter. We'll tell you how to get that a little bit later before Tex leaves us. And he's got a bunch of different great websites. We've got links to them right at the top of the main page at prisonplanet.com and infowars.com right now. Tex, in a nutshell, from what we know, what is Skull and Bones? You know, how was it founded? What do they do? What does it mean to have an election where both the candidates are Skull and Bones?
Well, first of all, we have to look at Skull and Bones as an ancient society. It didn't spring up overnight. Back as far as the 1830s, on the campus of Yale University, it actually was a lodge of the Freemasons that were there, a very elite because they went to Yale University. But in the Captain Morgan incident, we don't have time to get into all that. I have a book written by John Quincy Adams, our sixth president, who renounced Freemasonry. Talked about the Captain Morgan affair back in those days.
Well, go ahead and talk a little bit about that.
Well, Captain Morgan was a member of the Masons who realized its Luciferian nature, and he sought to expose it. He left the Masonic Lodge, and then he wrote a little book talking about the different different hand signs and handshakes and secret doings of the Masons. Some Freemasons then got together and decided to kill him because, remember, Masons take an oath that they be slashed across their neck until dead if they reveal any of the secrets. And they decided to carry out that oath that Mr. Morgan, Captain Morgan, had taken. They took him out. They killed him through his body in Lake Michigan. Now, when all this came out, this horror of killing a military veteran, Captain Morgan, and the murderous intentions of Masons came out, there was such an uproar in the United States, in fact, that in, I believe it was 1828, there was even an anti-Masonic political party that ran candidates for president. The pressure against Masons to expose Masons was so great that a number of the Masonic lodges were either disbanded or went into hiding. Now, at Yale University, the Masonic lodge there, made up of the president of the university, as well as very high-level politicians and financiers, decided that they would change their name. Interestingly, they chose the name Skull and Bone. It is basically a black lodge, a clandestine lodge of Freemasonry. And this is its meaning. They call themselves Chapter. There were John Kerry now and George W. Bush became members of the elite. Only 15 young men are chosen, rising seniors each year. That is called, interestingly enough, Chapter 322 of the Skull and Bones, which begs the question, Alex, are there at least 321 other chapters somewhere in the world?
Well, let me enter in briefly with this, because this is key, and I learned this from you. You have a copy of Helmut Schmidt's Men in Powers, a political retrospective written by the German Chancellor before Helmut Kohl. That's in my film, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, in the intro that I helped research out of your library, and I'm indebted to you for that text. But this is at major libraries, Men in Powers, Helmut Schmidt. And he says, I'm a member of the CFR, Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, we're the world government people. He wrote this, okay, folks?
Yes.
and he says, we have our own ceremonial druid groves, and you know, this stuff comes from Germany. But he says, my favorite place to do the ceremonies is in Northern California at the Bohemian Grove. Now, we know Skull and Bones was founded out of Germany, 1832, U.S. version of the Illuminati. And, you know, and this British East India Company opium money, which I know you're about to get into. So yes, you know, we have these satanic chapters, and then the people at Skull and Bones all go to Bohemian Grove. So clearly these are just chapters, and people call in and go, you know, we've got some, you know, the elite fraternity here at UT has a Skull and Bones symbol. Well, the elite fraternity, you know, at this university. Well, please elaborate, Tex.
Well, there is. There's also, I recall, some people getting me some documents about a Skull and Bones at the University of Alabama. So evidently there's connections around the country, but I believe the premier establishment is the one at Yale University.
Mothership.
That's right. And you're correct in the German connection, because the German Freemasons were very strong at that time in 1832. No doubt there is a German connection there. And even today in Freemasonry, A German American named Kleinecht, Siegfried Kleinecht, is the sovereign grand master of Freemasons in Washington, D.C., of the House of the Temple. So there is a German connection here, no doubt about it. And, you know, you've written so much exposing the Bush connection, a family connection with the Nazis and the Germans, too, which I think is quite interesting. And of course, Hitler opposed Freemasonry. But he only did so because they were, you know, they were in opposition to him, and he was a member of something called the Thule Society and also the Vril, which was its own form of secret society. So they were just in, you know, like satanic groups in competition, Alex. There's no honor among thieves, right? But back to the Skull and Bones, this chapter 322, I am convinced, many people ask me, what does that mean? Are there at least 321 of the chapters. I believe in this case, it is a hidden code. And if people will turn to their Bible, to the book of Genesis, chapter 3, verse 22, 322 now, they will find an interesting quote. There is where Lucifer or Satan, the serpent, assure Eve that she would not die. You know, surely has God said, he taunted her and said, you know, in other words, accusing God of lying, surely you won't die. And instead, said Lucifer, you'll become as a god, as God. So the real meaning then of chapter 322, Alex, the promise to the bonesman is through our initiation, you will become a god on earth.
Which is exactly what the satanic people think.
It is what they think. And I think that's an interesting connection there. Now, the question is, if out of all of the students at Yale, and they're elite, not because they make such good grades and deserve to go to Yale, but because their parents got them there.
Yeah, Bush was a C average.
There you go. Both of these men, Kerry and Bush, went to prep school. You know, and so they went to very exclusive schools. Then they went to Yale. Now, how were they chosen? It wasn't because Kerry was such a great student or was so popular or whatever. After all, only 15 students now are chosen each year.
Well, he's John Forbes Kerry. I mean, he's got a pedigree.
He does indeed. And of course, his grandfather, now we know, came over from Czechoslovakia, Jewish, and founded a Wall Street firm, a Wall Street banking firm. John Kerry's father became a very high-level American diplomat in the State Department. Kerry, I believe, comes from a communist background. All of these people in the Kerry bloodline were indeed Marxist communist Jews. There's no doubt about that. In my newsletter this month, I have a picture, and I've seen him do it numerous times, of John Kerry giving the communist fist-clenched salute. He is a communist, and this was also a secret code. And, you know, it wasn't just throwing up your fist in happiness.
Well, it's not Tex, it's not a stretch that he's a communist, you know, hanging out with Hanoi Jane and running around doing the things he did. I mean,
that's right. Now, some people say, though, Alex, but wait, he was a war hero. Now, that remains to be seen. Gore hated going to Vietnam. We know that. Pot-smoking Al. But his father and others in the Illuminati forced him to do that. Now, he stayed away from combat. Pat Robertson's father was a senator, and he had to go into service too. But you know, the deal about the ship being ordered not to go out to war. And that was an allegation made by Congressman McCloskey against Pat Robertson. Pat Robertson's father was head of the banking committee of the Senate, and so these elitist boys don't go fight and die like others. Now, Kerry, they say, was a gunboat commander.
But now it turns out that he got the scratch Purple Hearts and then was left in 4 months. So.
Yeah, there's something there. Now, Gary Aldrich, did you see that press release that came out yesterday, Alex, yet?
Yes.
Yeah, Gary Aldrich, the former FBI agent assigned to the White House personnel office, is demanding that John Kerry approve the official release of his confidential FBI file. Now, Kerry once made a cryptic statement to the Senate committee that he was quote unquote guilty of war crimes during the Vietnam War. He tried to brush it away by saying we all were. Now, you know, the other Senator Kerry, Bob Kerry of Nebraska, there were two Senator Kerrys, both ultra liberal. He messed up, Bob Kerry, by making a statement calling Bill Clinton a liar. Remember that? Bob Kerry, senator from Nebraska, was a chief candidate. He would have been running for president probably right now. Bob Kerry, he voted, if you remember, Deborah Winger, the movie star and all. He was former governor of Nebraska. Kerry made a statement, though, even though he's a liberal Democrat, he said, do you know that Bill Clinton is a liar, an unusually good liar? Well, Clinton decided, I'm going to punish this boy, and he'll never be president, he'll never be nothing. And he then, Clinton, had the FBI to release Bob Kerry's confidential FBI file to the press. Turns out that he was with the Phoenix operation to assassinate Vietnamese and put them in concentration camps and torture them.
Yeah, I've seen that. So the question is, was the other Kerry? Now, Tex, I want to go to some calls here in a second. I'll be all over the map, and that's fine. I appreciate folks holding.
By the way, Kerry, I just want to mention that Kerry promptly was forced to resign from the Senate after it came out that he had been a member of Operation Phoenix, the secret CIA Green Beret program to massacre and kill tens of thousands of Vietnamese, many of them innocent citizens, torturing them, putting them in concentration camps.
Absolutely. It's a horrible text. Now, Skull and Bones, according to a lot of reports, they got Nazi flags, Hitler silverware. They chant death and, you know, chant these little Satan worship things. And then you point out that Kerry's Jewish. In my studies of this, and I had Aaron Zellman on just a few days ago from jpfo.org, you know, the Jewish pro-gun organization, great guy.
Yeah,
and he was saying,
guy.
He said, yeah, it's like the ADL wants to go out and create anti-Semitism, actually wants to go out and stir things up, go after innocent people. But then if it's a real live Nazi like Arnold, they leave him alone. He goes out and campaigns for Nazis. And every time I study this, and even some of the leftists are writing about this, when you look at it, it's like Zionist and Nazis are like always in a love fest or together in secret nestings. Is this just because it's a satanic order at the top? I mean, what's going on?
Well, it is that, but it's also the Hegelian dialectic. They need two opposing sides to have conflict and to create chaos, and then they come up with a solution, which is the synthesis. And so, you know, I remember some years ago, up in the state of Oregon, I believe it was. No, I'm sorry, Idaho. The state legislature was considering whether to pass a hate crimes act, and it would have limited free speech, Alex. Well, it was not going to pass the Senate, the state Senate committee in Idaho. It didn't have a prayer to pass. Until the Aryan Nations guys showed up. Only about six or seven of them. They got off an army back of some World War II surplus army truck. They had on their black armbands and their Nazi brown uniforms, brown shirt, and went around giving the Nazi salute saying, you know, we're going to raise hell if this hate crime act is passed. We hate Jews and niggers. This is what they said, okay? Well, anybody seeing that, what would you want? I'd want that hate crimes act passed. I mean, these terrible Nazis saying the N-word and saying they want to kill all Jews. I mean, if these people are around everywhere, and here they are right in the capital city of Idaho, giving the Nazi salute, there's only a half dozen of them, of course, the Aryan Nations. I mean, the very next day, there was an editorial by a Jewish man, head of some Jewish organization that was unknown. His name was like Goldstein or something. And he blasted the Aryan Nations. I think it was the Aryan Nations. And he said, this is proof that we need to pass this hate crimes act right away. And everybody said, well, see there, a group sort of like the ADL is against this and is for the hate crimes act. Now, the Idaho Senate ended up passing that act. Public pressure made them do it. It was only belatedly that somebody did a little research in the, I think it was the Idaho Observer newspaper, if I can recall, come to find out Mr. Goldstein of this Jewish organization had the same mailing address as the Aryan Nation.
No.
So they were both funded by the same group.
Well, Tex, that's what I've, Tex, I've found that over and over and over and over again. I mean, when we went down to the Capitol to try to beat off a bunch of, fight back a bunch of gun bills. And in comes the local gun group guy, and he's got two black guys with him, and they march him up, and they go, we're black, we're evil, we're dangerous, we'll kill every, you know, we shoot people, you know, you better ban guns. And then they trot the guys out, and he pays them. He's paying them, and I got video of this.
Wow.
Paid them in crisp $100 bills. And then they just talked to me in normal English all of a sudden. They, no longer were they the ghetto, you know, black guys. We just got paid and walked out and left. And then the paper calls me and goes, Mr. Jones, are you racist? If these would have been white people, would you have shown them being paid off? And the Capitol Ethics Board was saying, this is criminal what happened, but the paper was discussing, is Alex Jones racist? But the point is they have staged events, don't they, Tex?
Absolutely, they do. And I am convinced that the FBI and the CIA are the funders and the founders of almost every so-called domestic terrorist group in America.
Oh, I know that. Every time we look at it, they are.
And you know, this is all they have to do. They arrest one of their own people and then put out the word that they've prevented some horrible, tragic domestic terrorist act.
Or there's 10 of them sitting around in a trailer. They get one useful idiot drunk and go, how about we pipe bomb something, Bobby? Yeah. Then on the news, vicious attacker was about to pipe bomb.
Exactly.
These valiant FBI agents stopped him.
That's exactly right. So this is what is happening across America. People need to understand, and when you read the newspaper, I remember some years ago, they claimed that one of these Republic of Texas guys, he and others, had plotted to kill President Clinton with poison cactus quills.
Hey, well, we'll talk about it when we get back. We'll take your calls, folks. Stay with us.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylight is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylight, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, our callers in California, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia, and Indiana, and Tennessee. Tex Mars has graciously agreed to stay with us another 30 minutes into the next hour. So I promise you, we will go direct with your calls starting the next hour, bam, 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 quickly. And we'll take a bunch of calls for 30 minutes It's just I always love having Tex on, and I was just talking to Tex during the break, and he was telling me about how, you know, you cannot be a racist and be a Christian. That's what Mel Gibson said, and it's true. We're fighting those that create the Hegelian dialectic. They're not Jews. They're not German. They're not Chinese. They're evil people that use race as a control arm and go out and create the Aryan nations and go out and fund the Black Panthers and fund Mecha and La Raza and then get us all at each other's throats. I mean, it's in Africa, they'll play one black tribe off against another. And in Ireland, it's Catholic against Christian, Christian against, you know, or Protestant against Catholic, you know, all this stuff going on. This is the system. We've got to be conscious of that. At the top, they're Satanist. That's who runs things. Now, before we go back to Tex, I just want to tell you, folks, I made 10 films. Matrix of Evil is the newest, and it's got Ron Paul, Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Craig Roberts. You know, we got the left and right, everybody in there exposing the New World Order. This video is full of solutions. Ron Paul talks about how dangerous the neocons are. You need to have Matrix of Evil. $25.95, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. We got Tex Mars videos. We've got a bunch of other videos, too. Great books and tapes, audio tapes, CDs, books on tape, pro-gun T-shirts, a lot of liberal stuff, because now it's liberal to be pro-gun, so I'm learning to be like that. The toll-free number to get my videos is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And my book is 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, covers government-sponsored terror on September 11th. Great book. It's $12. Paul Watson's book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, is $19.95, over 300 pages. Get those as well. You can write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or again, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to use our secure online shopping cart system. And your purchases also make this show and our continued work possible. More films, more books, more no-compromise information. Now, I got a prod text to do this, but I want everybody to call and get a free copy of his dynamic, you could call it inflammatory, a newsletter that cuts right to the bone of what is wrong with America. Text, how do people get a free copy of your newsletter? Where do we have text?
Say, hey, I'd like that free newsletter. The next issue is, it is a knockout. And we'll send them our next issue because it's gonna shock America. But people just need to call our toll-free number, 1-800-234-9673. And, hey, nobody's going to ask you for any money or anything.
What's that number for the free newsletter again?
Yeah, we'll send them a free newsletter, and nobody's going to ask them for money or to buy anything. We have, you know, as you do, books, tapes, and videos, because we want to serve people with excellent resources. But this time, just ask for the free newsletter, and a friendly person will take your address, and that's it. And we never, you know, we're not going to be ever calling you again.
Now, what's that number?
Yeah, 1-800, toll-free, 1-800-234-9673. It's called Power of Prophecy Newsletter. It goes out once a month, and we'll send them at least a free sample copy of that.
And that's 1-800.
We'll never call them again and ask them for money. They can be assured.
Okay, so it's 1-800-234-9673. 1-800-234-9673. And while you're at it, folks, get some of Texas books and tapes and videos. It's scary stuff. 800-234-9673. Third hour, your call straight ahead. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night
on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.